I was able to stay on what's called a deferred status, which is granted by the Department of Homeland Security. And basically the whole thing is that I can go to school, I can drive, I can work, I can be here, I have lawful presence, I'm just still considered undocumented. So that's allowed me to go to school, and I'll graduate in December of this year, and that's the craziness of our situation.
So what has it been like to basically have been living on your own since 2005?
It's been really hard. I mean, at 19, I had to sell the house, sell the cars, you know, deal with trying to pick up my family's name a little bit. It was really hard for me to see newspaper articles and editorials and people just bad-mouthing my family and people that didn't know us, didn't know that we'd actually tried these things the right way and that, you know, the complications and the confusions of the laws changing all the time and not having good attorneys and the language and all that stuff. I felt I was very offended by it, and it was really hard. I kind of went through a down spiral for a while there because it's like, these people don't know me. They don't know that I'm actually really involved in my community and that I love this country just as much as they do. I started to kind of fight back, and I started to do my own interviews, and it felt good to kind of speak out and to speak out for other people that are in this situation and to say, hey, you know, we're still normal people, we're still great people, and we're still a great asset, so give us a chance.
How did your story become a play?
You know, I started off sharing my family story and trying to change people's idea of what, you know, an undocumented immigrant is. And then from there, in 2004, I was able to go to Washington, D.C. and speak for the first time in front of a big group of people for the United We Dream campaign's mock graduation. And Glenn had run across my name and had this great idea. Glenn Hutchinson is who I'm talking about, the writer of the play, to use these stories and to allow for a new way to have these stories be told. And that was really exciting, and I didn't mind lending my story to it. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I know everyone's been working really hard on it.
Did you ever imagine that your life would be something that becomes a play, that it would become something this dramatic?
Sometimes it's really hard because at the end of the day, I'm still a 22-year-old who still has to deal with, you know, the typical social pressures. And it's hard to read blogs and to hear editorials and people just call me, you know, uneducated and just a nuisance and a weight on society when I pay for my own school. Like, I work hard for every dime that I have. So it's really hard for me. That's fine if at the end of the day you still have that opinion. I still respect you for it. But at least take an opportunity and listen to these stories and at least have an open mind and read the facts. It's not always exactly how you portray it in your mind.
So you graduate in December, and then you're on this status until July of 2009, actually, technically. Mm-hmm. What do you do after graduation? Do you go back to Costa Rica?
No, I'm planning on staying until July of 2009. I'm still hopeful that the DREAM Act, which we've worked so hard on, I would love to see that pass. But my thing is, if I go back in December, what if something happens? You know, I'd always live with that regret. But I'm going to take the LSAT in October, and then I'm going to try and apply. There's a couple of schools that allow spring semester people to come in, and so I'd only get one semester in, and I know that, and I know the reality of that, and I know how hard and expensive that would be. If it does mean going back in July, it'll be great to see my parents. It'll be really hard to leave the life that I know here in the States and the people that I know and the people that I call family, and knowing that I might not see them for 10 years is the hardest part of that.
Maria Gonzalez, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.